The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
And my a good time, John.
Oh, it's wonderful. And the producer of the program is Christina Liu, who's also with us.
Hello.
We had a wonderful, wonderful segment with Supervisor Judy Bosworth going through the stuff with the town. And it's always wonderful when Judy comes on because she's down to earth and she always has a lot to share because, you know, quite frankly, she's doing a lot. This town is thriving. And so it's great to come on and want to talk about it. Now, we also have with us in this segment, Rebecca Miller, who you see doing yoga classes. I see them all the time. Paula Uhl, who and Kimberly, but I'm not sure they're Kim. Christina, you take over because I want to give proper titles. And I don't have Paul.
Kim is she's the Commissioner of Community Services and the Department of Service for the Aging. And then we have Rebecca and Paula, who are our fabulous deputy commissioners for the Department of Services for the Aging.
Okay, perfect. Let's start with Paula, since she was the last one I saw. How are you, dear?
I'm very good, thank you.
9th anniversary. Give me something. We're going to go back to like Christine and I was asking them. Give us something we don't know about Paula.
We're kicking it back to Fun Day Monday questions.
No, I was thinking about it this morning, getting ready for work. And I remember the first meeting we had to talk about with the whole group to talk about, can we even have this radio show? Could this even be possible? And everyone who came to the meeting was so excited and so interested in bringing this to Project Independence in the town of North Hempstead. And you know, I know you've talked about it before, but it wasn't always an easy road to get this up and running. But it's just remarkable to me that how much it's grown, just the quantity and the quality of the people that come on, that the information we give, the emotions that we feel from everybody. It's so very important. And John, like you said, you know, Supervisor Bosworth comes on so often and you can really see our team at work. And for us, that's a really, really nice thing because I'm sure in government, local government, you can't really always see and hear what it is we do every day and understand how it all works. But I think through this program, through Project Independence and You, you can really have a better understanding of A, what services you're entitled to, B, how to reach us, and C, that we're always here for you. So those are some of my thoughts about this anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Actually, we're going to go to Rebecca and then to Kimberly.
Hi, hopefully you can hear me. Project Independence Radio Show is just an incredible vehicle for, you know, like Paula was saying.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second first?
Sure.
I want to thank Rebecca because anytime that I can't get here,
yeah,
and one was a 5:30 in the morning call or 6:30 in the morning. That was when Anna Kaplan was coming on. Right. And I knew I couldn't come. And Christina gotcha. And so from that, I mean it very sincerely from the bottom of my heart, always thank you so much for always being there to jump in.
Oh, of course. Of course, John. We are, as you know, we are a team. All of us here. We're just a team and we're all here to support each other and to support the town. And I'm here for you and, you know, everybody in DOSA. But yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful vehicle. And the thing that I talk about every show that always is the most amazing thing about it is really Christina. I mean, every single week, she pulls together this show with the most incredible guests. And it's always, even doing it at home when I, you know, on those times that I did have to guest host. And it was a different, even though some of the guests were the same we've had before, It was such a different take and so much more personal. So this show has really grown and blossomed into this just an amazing vehicle to getting information to seniors, always timely, always progressive. And I'm happy to be part of it. I'm thrilled to be in this team. And I just kudos to Christina because she pulls it off now 9 years every single week. And, you know, of course, great thanks to Dan Cox and, you know, the radio station. They were also wonderful. And Otto.
I didn't realize that we locked him in. This pandemic hit, and then we locked Otto in every week.
He wasn't really sure of that commitment that we made for him. But
I think the first couple of weeks, that was an interference, wasn't it, Otto?
Not really. I like doing it. I love this program, the Project Independence and You program, and all the people who work, who are here now. You guys are great. You all do a tremendous job. You're very engaged in what you do, and that's why I love this program. It's not to me a political event. It's a happening that people are really interested in doing a great job. And to me, it's been one of the things out of COVID, actually. I was kind of doing only once every 3 or 4 weeks, and now I've been doing every week. I'm kind of getting used to it, to be honest about it.
Well, that's going to be a conversation, Otto.
Yeah. You know, I have a good time, and I believe we are providing a service. I have learned more than I ever imagined I could learn over the last 9 years almost for me. Yeah, it's been a great experience, and I'm happy I'm here doing it. And the pay is good.
That's right. We went to salary during the pandemic. But you know what?
Somebody's going to listen to that, Christina, and they'll be calling.
Just kidding. No one is. Yes. Full disclaimer. No.
311.
No,
I am actually a deputy volunteer.
Right. He's our deputy volunteer.
He can be deputy.
Our volunteers. Right.
But I want to say, you know, Rebecca touched upon it, you know, and in our earlier segment too, we were talking about the silver linings that we've been finding during this time, and you know, doing the Zoom thing. You're right. As much as it's weird because it's less personal because we're not actually in person, it actually was more personal, you know, if that makes any sense to people. I mean, really in the beginning, I could speak for myself, it served as like a group therapy session. You know, it really did. You know, we would come in and each week, you know, in real time, we were dealing with, you know, what was hitting currently in the news, how we were feeling, how we were coping. And, you know, I felt myself, I would walk away each week and just feel like lighter and happy. You know, I'd call my mom, I'd call my husband. I'd be like, you know, I just feel so good, you know, cause it's, and it really was a therapy session. And I hope that's what it served, you know, for people who are listening or who were watching, you know, our Zooms, because it just made you feel, you know, that your feelings weren't so rare and that you weren't alone in these crazy things. You know, 1 week, you know, I wanted to like start crying. Well, not even 1 week. One like minute I want to cry, the next I want to like laugh, you know. So it was just this crazy roller coaster of emotions, and being able to go through it and express it was, you know, was a saving grace for me during this whole time. So.
And the fact that we were doing these from our homes,
right?
You know, it's like here we are at my dining room. You're in your living room. You're in your office. You're here, and you know where. Doing this show, and I think that really made it so much more personal, you know.
Absolutely.
Now we have to go to the woman who refers to herself as the Don Corleone of.
I was just going to go for goddess.
The boss of bosses. How are you, dear?
I'm doing well. I also have to say, this is just such a special day. And to be here with each and every one of you, inviting me into your homes, and you're invited into my backyard, and happy 9th anniversary. I will say for those in the listening universe, Christina normally has cake and favors for each and every one of us.
Cakes. They're just, you know, they were just, there before. Well, it's not as
because I was missing my party favor and my treat when we get to come to the radio.
I got mine too.
We have some mugs. We have some mugs with my emoji on it.
See, this is all good stuff. So, but again, I just think it's so special that we get to come into people's homes and this incredible team gets to come to people's homes and gets invited in each week and people listen and partake in such programs like this. I think one of the most amazing things about our supervisor, the town of North Hempstead, is, you know, we didn't know what to expect, and yet so quickly everybody here just made a difference and quickly was able to adjust and make a difference in people's lives. And although this has been a very tough 6 months for each and every person out there, everybody has risen to the occasion. People are learning new things. This is actually my third Zoom meeting and radio program for the day. And it's so incredible to me that people are learning new technologies and challenging themselves, and just, it says so much. You know, you talk about growing up. So it's your ninth birthday and you really truly have grown up and you're hitting new milestones. I think of it as my own kids. Like, everybody has risen to this occasion, and I'm just so happy to be here with you on this ninth anniversary.
Evidently
is our Willow anniversary or leather, but I think we'll go with Willow.
Kim wore her leather pants for the occasion.
I did, just in case, you know, because as I said, Christina always has a theme. You know, right. You got to come prepared. But I just want to say to each and everyone here that I get to see and listen to, you guys are an incredible team, and you truly are. If we talk about gifts, you guys are each a gift on this anniversary to the residents of the town of North Hempstead. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to like get through the day not crying, guys. So we're just going to...
Wait till we get in the double digits, Christina.
I know.
Two tissue boxes. That's right.
One away.
I know.
Wow.
Every year since I've been doing this, Christina sends out, it's the most amazing thing when the list of the candidate, not the candidates, the guests we have had on. And other than a few people that are repeats for a very specific reason, there's not that many. It's a small percentage. I mean, she goes out and she does guests. You know, I mean, a political person, obviously, Judy comes on twice a year if she can, maybe three times, but that's a whole different thing. But when I see the list and I remember some of the names, I'm saying, oh my God, I forgot about that person 2 years ago or three years ago. And really, it's, you know, through this whole pandemic and through this whole year, I don't think there's been a duplicate. I really don't, that I can recall, which is a compliment to Christina, because, and of course she books them about 3 years in advance, because I mean, and she calls them about 19 times.
Well, that was not much time.
If I'm in the middle of any one of these, I'll say, I'll call that person. About 10 minutes later, did you call them? I said, I will call them. About 10 minutes later, did you call them? Like, oh my God, what did I do?
Give me the number, I'll do it. I said, that was something I had to kind of adjust to in this crazy world that we're in. Because in the beginning it was hard, you know, everything, we weren't sure what was going to happen, but now, like, luckily I got, you know, we're booked until like November now. So I'm getting my groove, which is really, really wonderful. So, and I also want to say what's great is everyone constantly give me suggestions. You know, so it's a team effort.
Yeah. I see there's a judge coming on in November.
Yes.
Oh, Corrigan. Actually, my daughter, Terry was, worked for Kathleen Rice at one time. And my daughter, who's a sixth grade math teacher in Hicksville, was her campaign manager when she ran for judge. And they ended up getting the most votes per judge for the whole election. I think that was 2012 that she ran. So it was, you know, I know her from the neighborhood, basically. Her kids are good friends of my grandchildren.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.